Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Very Hot and Sexy Podcast. It's me, Stevie. Today I have on my bestie, Autumn Arbor. This episode's pretty long, so I will keep my intro short. But I hope you enjoy. We're usually pretty funny. I'll probably have her on again soon because we literally could talk for days on end. So I hope you enjoy. And I hope you have happy holidays. I believe I will be posting next week with my friend Emily. So stay tuned for that. And then I might take a week off. I don't know. We'll see what happens. But enjoy. Okay, everyone. We are finally here with the best guest in the world, Autumn Arbor.
Hello.
Autumn and I have been besties for quite some time. We're next door neighbors now, which is
Yes.
kind of funky.
By coincidence, too.
Yeah, it was completely random. We go to the same college, and Autumn's a year younger than me. And we were talking about like the houses we're moving into this past summer. I was like, "Oh, I'm on this street." She was like, "I'm on that street too." And then we told each other our addresses and looked it up on like Google Earth or whatever. And we are literally next door neighbors. Like I can see into her house from my
Yeah.
house.
When I'm in Brianna's room, we can we don't ever do this, but
No, we should.
we look through the windows sometimes. You can see in here.
Yeah.
Just like the staircase.
We can communicate through the windows, maybe.
One time on accident, I saw your downstairs neighbor butt naked.
Oh no.
I was getting into my car because their window is right level with our driveway.
Yeah, because they're
And I was
under
just getting
us.
into my car and I saw her butt naked and I was like, okay.
Uh-oh. Typical Milwaukee things.
Yes.
But we've been friends since high school. And I think I was a sophomore and you were a freshman. Is that what we confirmed that when we
When we
became
first,
besties?
I don't know when our official friendship anniversary is.
Neither. We've always known of each other and have been like good with each other.
I remember I used to. This is funny. I used to when there was Twitter beef in high school, you were involved in Twitter beef. And
Constantly.
I remember I would just hear things and I'd be like, oh my God, Stevie's literally crazy. Or I would just hear
Yeah.
things that other people would say and be like, wow. I don't know. I don't know what I thought of you, but I didn't even know you.
Right.
But
Me and
then when
Emily
we.
had, we would get in so much Twitter beef because we'd be feminist and shit, and this was like back before people were feminists, and they're like, these bitches are crazy, like blah blah blah. I'm like, whatever. And I would call people out constantly. I just liked the thrill of it. I didn't really care that much, but people were like, can you stop? And I was like, no, I literally live off this.
Twitter's not the same. It was
No.
way better.
When you could expose the shit out of people. I know. I had a lot of fun. I would never do that now.
I know.
We were a little reckless, but everyone knows that I was the queen of Twitter
I
beef.
don't know if I've ever gotten in any actual Twitter beef. I remember one time, I think Tegan tweeted, we always laugh about this because it's so embarrassing, but it was a picture of me, Tegan, and Nicole, and she t remember when it was name a better duo, that trend?
Yeah.
And she tweeted name a better trio, and then Ryan tweeted back and was like, how do you dislike a tweet? And 50 people liked his reply. And three people liked Tegan's tweet, and we were just like, fuck.
Yeah, Twitter was always fun in high school. I would always beef with upperclassmen because I was dating an upperclassman, and a lot of people hated me. And they'd actually be really mean to me. I was never like actually mean to people. And now all those people who were like legit mean to me are all like disgusting and have no lives now. And look at me. I'm famous on all levels.
I remember this is when I think I was a freshman or a sophomore, I don't remember, but I started talking to the senior. No, I was definitely a freshman because he was a senior. And his ex-girlfriend's friend tweeted, fuck you, his name, but she started out except for his first initials. And then she
Yeah.
was like, an Autumn Arbor is a fetus. And she started out my name before my first initials. But
Yeah.
obviously I knew it was about us.
I
And I remember I
remember
was a
that.
freshman and she was a junior and I was like, and she was like, I feel like everyone liked her a lot in high school, so I was like, fuck, like everyone hates me.
And then that was a bitchy tweet, I remember that.
And then I sent it to my sister and I was like, love my life. And then this is when me and my sister Loki used to hate each other.
Mm-hmm.
And she responded and was like, no one calls Autumn a fetus but me.
Yeah.
And then the girl like deleted her tweet and was like, I'm so sorry. And I'm pretty sure like my boyfriend's friends were all like replying on it too and was like just like shitting on the girl for tweeting it. I don't know.
It was a weird tweet. Like that's intense, yeah. Tweet.
And it was like so obvious it was about us too.
Like, yeah, like you, it was,
I don't know. Not like obvious. It's not like I was like friends with her. So she couldn't really be mad at me for
right
talking to her
ex. Just jealousy.
Yeah. Jealousy is a disease.
Get well soon, bitch.
But it's funny now because the ex-girlfriend, his ex-girlfriend that like was the one that said that,
mm-hmm.
We're like fine now.
Yeah.
We're like friendly. I mean, I don't ever see her like,
right.
It's not like I talk to her, no, but
she's nice.
The
too.
Beef is probably, yeah, just she is really
random
nice.
High school.
Her sister doesn't like me though. Her sister came into Hagemeister, the restaurant that I worked at this summer, and tipped me like it was like a $50 bill and she tipped me like literally change. And
ew.
She wrote on the receipt like her sister's name says hi and I was like, girl, we don't even have beef anymore. Like,
even if I like hated my server, I would always tip well.
Yeah.
That's like how you
even
get
if
your
they
money.
Were literally horrible, yeah. At least tip 18%.
Right. I always tip well, even if it's usually like not like this in this case she knew you, but if like a restaurant's like going to shit, it's usually not the server's fault.
Yeah.
Like, and I hate when people like tip bad. Like if their food comes out slow, I'm like, they're yeah, not that, cooking it up.
The
like,
taste
I hate
of the
people
food,
like that.
How long it takes to come out.
Right.
For the most part, it's in the server's fault unless they forget to like send the order.
Right.
Or run it out.
But that shit happens. I hate people that always get weird like that. Anyways, we're off topic.
Okay.
So we became friends when we were partying and shit in high school.
Mm-hmm.
I was friends with said boyfriend who was a senior and his friends, and I'd hang out with him sometimes. And what's weird is me and Emily, she'll be on the podcast next week, by the way.
Ooh.
Spoiler alert. We would always hang out with Autumn's current or ex-boyfriend.
Yeah.
But Autumn and him were dating at the time. And we'd always be like, yay, like, invite Autumn.
Yeah.
Like, we love Autumn because Autumn was, like, a cool freshman. Like, usually people don't hang out with underclassmen. But we were like, we like Autumn. And he was like, oh, Autumn's busy and stuff. And then
yeah.
We found out later when I started hanging out with Autumn. She was never busy. Like, never
yeah.
Invited her.
He would never invite me. And then he would, like, I remember on New Year's, I think, he went to his friend's cabin.
Yeah.
And he said he was doing that. And I was like, oh, like, I don't have any plans. Like, invite me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I found out that he, like, I think you might have told me, like, I don't even think you knew you were, like, starting shit. But you were, like, said that you, like, didn't want to go or something. Oh, wait. I just said
whatever. Oh. I'll edit out the name. We should have a fake name for him. I feel like we'll talk about him.
Liam.
Okay. Liam. I wasn't at the New Year's party.
Or
because
maybe. Did Emily go?
Emily went and
she
I
might
didn't
have told
go.
Me. I don't remember.
It was.
But
I was going to say it was Emily then because I didn't go to
yeah.
It because I was supposed to hang out with my current boyfriend or my boyfriend at the time. And I'm pretty sure he ditched me on New Year's Eve. So I just sat in bed alone and I was really upset.
Yeah, no, I had a really shitty New Year's. I remember we got in like a huge fight. Because then I think Emily was dating one of his friends.
Mm-hmm.
So that's probably how she knew that. I don't remember if I was with Emily on New Year's or not or if she was up there. But somehow I found out that he like said that I couldn't go and we got in a huge fight. And we
yeah.
Were like very mean to each other in that fight. I remember it was like really aggressive and I was like, damn, I didn't know like
mm-hmm.
I could be that mean. But
yeah, I got in a fight with my boyfriend at the time too, New Year's Eve. We could have spent it together, we didn't even know.
I know.
But yeah, we would have been friends a lot sooner if Liam wasn't gatekeeping Autumn.
Yeah.
And
which I understand
everything.
Because I
yeah.
Was a freshman and he was a senior,
but still everyone
so
was like invite Autumn and he would lie.
Yeah, I feel like he just like I don't know. It was weird to date a senior.
Yeah.
And, like, thinking about
yeah,
it from his perspective, like, I wouldn't want to, like, if I was older.
Right.
Like,
it's weird.
When all
I
your
guess.
Friends, like, shit on you for dating this, like,
yeah.
Literal fetus. It would be That's weird true. To like have them around.
I feel like it's usually weird, but you guys were a little different and you dated for a while yeah. and all of his friends were really nice.
Yeah, he did have
he
nice
was
friends.
Never friends with like assholes.
I never like hung out with any of his friends or like really met them. I knew some of them.
Mm-hmm.
And like they were nice to me, but I didn't meet them until like I remember after we broke up and then we yeah. like hooked up for a while and then I like met his friends somewhere. I don't remember.
Yeah, I literally loved like him and his friends. They were like the best friend group. They're so funny.
They did. He did have a good friend group.
And I always just tagged along because Emily was dating one of them for a mm-hmm. while. And I was like, hee hee, here I come. And I would just hang out with them.
That's funny.
But then we went to a party and the cops showed up.
Mm-hmm.
And Autumn and I like hid in a closet together as a joke. The cops weren't in the house or whatever. We were in the yeah. basement. And we were just like hanging out in the closet together, just me and Autumn. And someone took a picture of us or something. Or we took
there's
it.
There's a picture of us in there and there's a selfie of us.
Yeah.
In the closet. And it was on Snapchat and the caption was like, hiding in the closet from cops.
Right. And then one person that was at the party was like, you guys need to delete that. Like the cops are going to see it. And we're like, I don't have officer whoever on my
Yeah, Hackett's Snapchat not on my story. Snap story.
Yeah.
I was actually very reckless with like, posting shit though, I feel like because I wanted to like act cool and shit.
Especially because you were an athlete, you yeah. would get in trouble. I could and post shit because I didn't do anything. I remember for that high school.
My when was that party? Freshman year or sophomore year? I don't remember.
Sophomore year, probably
for you. So I was a freshman.
I Wait, think so. Maybe it was junior year. I yeah, think it I was junior even... year because I started talking to one of my previous boyfriends mm-hmm. that night.
Oh yeah,
that's how we started talking. Was at that party.
Oh, yeah.
Now I remember. It was junior year.
So, I don't know, but I'd always, like, for birthdays and stuff, when you used to do, like, Twitter shout-outs for birthdays, mm-hmm. remember that? People would always, like, tweet, like, just, like, party pictures and stuff. Yeah. And, like, I would even tweet them, and, like, for people's birthdays.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember, like, you'd always put, like, an emoji or something. Yeah, like, just over a drink. A cup. Like, it's so obvious. Like, right. My coach could easily, or, like, even anyone, like, Frieder or whatever. I don't know if he stalks my Twitter. But yeah. I, like, tweeted that for your birthday, maybe, or you tweeted it for mine. I don't remember. And then when I quit volleyball my junior year,
mm-hmm.
and then I was like, damn, I wish I wouldn't have quit. So then I, like, went in and talked to the coach, and I just said, like, I'm not going to, like, play, but, like, I wanted to be the manager. And I remember mm-hmm. he was like, just because you're not playing, you still have to follow, like, athletic code. And he said, like, no hiding in the closet from cops. And he, like, said that to me, and I was like, how did he know that?
That's so really creepy that they would, like, stalk
my Twitter.
Yeah.
I know.
And that could have been a context for anything, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anything.
Maybe there was, like...
There wasn't any, like, cups or anything in the background. Yeah. It was literally me and you.
But that was, like...
In the closet.
That party was very high school. I remember the cops came and there was just so many people there. There was people drinking Pong water.
There were people, like, peeing
in the Pong cups. Yeah. I remember that. Because they were, like, scared of, like, getting an underage and shit.
Yeah, that party was actually crazy. And it was on, like, a really busy street. Mm-hmm. And the house we were in was, like, small. All the houses were right next to each other mm-hmm. in the neighborhood. There's no chance it wasn't going to get busted. But I think he had multiple parties before that, and they never got busted.
Yeah, there was – he had, I think, two before that never mm-hmm. got caught. And then he had – or maybe one before that didn't get caught, and then –
Mm-hmm.
He had a lot that the cops did come and they ended up getting a warrant for his house. So then, like, the next time he had a party, like, they could literally just come inside.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah, he had a few, but the last one is the one that got caught. And it was intense. Our friend Danny, we could say Danny's name, it doesn't matter.
Danny Fricky?
Yeah.
Fuck Danny Fricky.
Yeah, he was literally disgusting.
Danny?
Fuck you, Danny.
Danny shares a toothbrush with his dad.
And he farted in front of me once after taking a shot of Smirnoff.
Ew.
Yeah, he's literally so gross.
Just kidding.
But anyways, he got in trouble, I think, that earlier that day of the party from his parents for having, like, I don't know, vape stuff or something. So he was grounded, and he snuck out of his house to go to the party.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he, like, drove his car there, so he was parked out there. And the cops were calling, like, people's, like, they would look up their license plate or whatever and call the parents of the kids. And we were all in the basement, like, huddled together, and Danny was, like, having, like, a mini panic attack, I think, because he'd just gotten mm-hmm. a lot of trouble for the vape stuff earlier. Then he sneaks out to go to the party we were at that the cops are sitting at. And we were stuck down there for a long time.
Yeah.
It took so long to get out of that house. And I just remember him, like, freaking out. I'm like, you were having the worst day ever.
That's funny.
And then I remember we'd go out in groups in the backyard and sprint through all of the houses, like, hopping fences.
Uh-huh.
It was, like, early spring, so there was still snow on the ground, and everyone's sprinting through backyards trying to get to their cars and, like, get away before the cops come.
I remember at his first party, that was my first, like, high school party. Not, like, I'd partied before that, but, like, it would be, like, me, Tegan, and Nicole, like, at mm-hmm. Nicole's house, and we'd invite, yeah. like, some guys over. Like, it wasn't, like, an actual party.
Yeah.
But this was, like, the first party, and I remember Brad Williams, me and Tegan were at our house, and Brad Williams Snapchatted me, are you coming to Dima's? And I was like, mm-hmm. who's Dima? I had no clue who Dima was.
Really?
And Brad Williams was, like, always having a party, like, all this stuff, but we literally couldn't even drive yet. So yeah. Brad Williams came and picked us up in Hayden Lamer's, what are those cars called? The big, remember his old, like, blue
Yeah, I don't SUV, remember what they're called. Like, what like is a it Suburban called? Suburban,
yes, that's yeah. what it is. That was so dumb, I couldn't just think of that. He picked us up in that, and I was just like, I had no clue who Brad Williams was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
just
sketchy.
Got in the
that's
car
so
with
random.
Him. He brought us there, and then I got so drunk. That was the first time I ever threw up from drinking. I remember I went back to my house, and my mom was gone that weekend, so I invited, like, people to come back to my house, like, for the A-bar, I guess.
Yeah.
A-par, after party. And I was throwing up in my mom's bathroom, and I remember I woke up the next morning, like, threw up a bunch of times in the morning, and, like, yeah. everyone was gone, but my house was, like, all messy, and I was just mm-hmm. so confused about everything.
That's insane.
Do you know Josh Appleford's girlfriend,
Claire? Yeah.
They met that night because oh. I remember there was like a, somebody said the cops were there. So then I ran outside and like a bunch mm-hmm. of other people like ran and me and that Claire girl, like I lost Tegan, I remember. And I was mm-hmm. like, you like stay by me. I didn't yeah. know who she was. And then we became friends that night.
Damn.
And then that's how her and Josh met too, because he was there. That's so lit. Their whole relationship is because of me.
That's amazing. Yeah. A lot of things happened that night. It was crazy. So then we got close after that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think one night, this was pretty soon after, mm-hmm. my dad was gone for something for like a week. So I was like, oh, I'll have like my girlfriends over. I don't want to have a party and like have the guys over because they literally break everything that mm-hmm. they come in contact with. So I was like, oh, I'll just have like girls over and we'll like drink and order pizza and like be weird.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just thinking of people to invite and I was like, oh, I should invite Autumn. So,
yeah, that was the first time I ever went to your house.
Yeah, so me and Autumn were, like, communicating, and I was like, you should come, and she was like, yeah. And then, for some reason, you got in trouble. Why couldn't you come?
I don't remember what. Me and my, I was just a little brat, and my mom was just, like, I don't know. I used to hate my stepdad. He's better now, but it was always just, like, tension in the house.
Yeah.
And then she probably asked me to do something. I didn't do it. And then we got in a huge fight. And then mm-hmm. I was like, I'm going to Stevie's. And she was like, no, you're not. And I was like, yes, I am. Because I was just a little brat.
Mm-hmm.
And then I remember, because I couldn't drive yet, so you were coming to pick me up. And
yeah.
Wasn't Emily in the car, too?
Yeah, it was me, Emily, and you.
Yeah. So then we got in a huge fight. And I was, like, texting you. And I was like, come get me, like, right now.
Mm-hmm.
So then you got to my house. And I, like, was just like, okay, bye, I'm leaving. Even though my mom told me, like, repeatedly that I was not allowed to go.
Yeah.
And
she, like, runs out yeah. the door into my car.
And I just, like, ran out and I was, like, I get into your car and I was, like, go, 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 go. And my stepdad runs out and he's, like, do you even remember what he was saying? He was, like, don't fucking come back. Like, just screaming. And that was, like, the first, like, I don't even think I've ever really hung out with Emily before. Well, no, me and Emily knew each other from, like, softball and stuff.
Yeah,
but, like,
you knew her more than I did.
Not on, like,
or
that
she
level.
Knew more than
yeah.
that.
And Emily used right. to play basketball and stuff, but she, mm-hmm. I feel like she was more friends with my sister because
yeah, definitely.
My sister was older and, like, knew her better. And mm-hmm. they were on the same softball team, I think.
Yeah.
But, yeah, then my stepdad was, like, screaming, and I was like, go, go, go. And you were probably just like, like,
so should you be going? Fuck? And we yeeted out.
Yep.
We had fun.
That was a fun night.
It was actually
I
really fun.
Who it was, me, you, Emily, Nicole, and Maddie, right? Was it that the night, or was that a different
Yeah,
night?
Maddie was there. Maybe Bridget was there.
Yeah, I know there's a picture.
Yeah, we
I
have
don't know.
pictures from it. Alexis Brunette was there, I think.
Yeah, it's a
Huh.
fun night. I think I smoked for like the second time maybe that night. And then we ordered a pizza, and I remember we like said like send your hottest delivery driver.
Yeah. We were crazy. Okay.
That was so fun.
So, if you've been an avid listener to me, you know what a sensational hair is. And the creators of the sensational hair are Autumn and I.
We invented it.
We'll give you a little recap
If you didn't watch episode one.
if you aren't a fan and you're a fraud, this is what a sensational hair is. So it's when a long hair from your head, it's usually a girl's hair, but I guess
Yeah.
guys' hair is
If
long
you have
sometimes
long,
too,
yeah.
but all guys claim to not know what this is. And like girls' hair, like we're always shedding everywhere. And sometimes it'll like get in your underwear or I don't know.
Yeah.
It
From
literally is
when you
everywhere.
wash your clothes or like your hairs fall off in your bed, and if you like are in your bed, like if you sleep naked,
Yeah, it always happens to me
hairs.
if I like don't wear underwear or something, like sweats or something.
Yeah.
And then it's usually like when you're like wiping after you pee or something, you feel a little sensation, like a little tug, and you look down and there's a long hair from your head. Like,
Attached in your butt somehow.
yeah, it's
I
like
don't
in
think it
your
goes in your
butt.
butthole or
No, it's
anything. It
not
just
in
is
any
like in
hole.
between your like butt cheeks.
Or your like cracks and crevices of your cooch. And then you take it and pull it out, and it feels
It
good.
feels so good.
And we, I don't know
The
how we
sensation is
even,
unmatched.
yeah, it's the most beautiful feeling.
And my theory about it is that everyone has gotten a sensational hair, but I think like all girls know what a sensational hair is.
Yeah.
And when you ask guys about it, they either like play dumb, like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Or they've had a sensational hair and they just don't know how to properly remove them, so it feels good. Because if
Right.
you just rip it out really fast,
Yeah,
it's
there's a
not gonna feel
technique to
like,
it. Slow and steady for sure, but I get so excited when I get one. When I get one, I'll Snapchat Autumn and be like, I just pulled one
Especially like if it's like a double sensational hair, like
out.
if it's like a load of laundry that had a lot of like hairs in it. I always text you when I get them too. I'm like, just
Yeah.
had the best sensational
It's
hair.
literally just so euphoric, the feeling you get from it. It's so cool. I don't even know how did we start that?
I don't
It's been
remember.
a thing for years.
Yeah. When we first came up with it, that when we first like discovered it was a thing though, that was groundbreaking.
Yeah, we both were talking about it, and then we were both like, let's call them sensational hairs. And then
Yeah.
when we'd be at parties and stuff, we'd be like, do you guys know what a
Sensational.
sensational hair
Yeah,
was?
I feel like I always ask
Yeah.
people.
And nobody knows what it is because we made it up, but we just like explaining it.
Yeah.
And then people are like, oh, yeah, like that's
It caught
awesome.
on.
Or
It
they're
caught
like,
on, people.
what the fuck is wrong with you? We're
Yeah.
like, I don't know, but we are the CEOs of
Sensational
Sensational
Hairs.
Hairs. And we'd love to hear your sensational hair stories if you want to submit them to us. A huge moment of our friendship is we took an international trip together.
Out of
It
the country.
was interesting to say the
I
least.
feel like that's when we became like
So
super close
close.
because we were always like friends, but it was like party friends, I guess.
Right,
And then
'cause we're
we.
all we have the same like humor and stuff, so we were
Yeah.
always like giggling together, but this trip like we became
Bonded us because
besties.
we were together for like a week straight. And I feel
Yeah.
like I got sick of like every human on that trip besides you. Like, I
Yeah.
wasn't
We
like.
were like each other's light at the end of the tunnel because
Almost like,
this trip was full of bullshit.
yeah, it was really expensive and it was like not shitty, but the trip low key, it didn't suck because I had a lot of
Yeah.
fun. But like,
And we got to see a lot of cool shit.
if you weren't there, I would have been so mad that I spent that much money to go on like,
Right.
because it was a school like organized trip. So you had to sign up and like go to all these meetings and stuff. And I remember
And
you put on your story like that you just. You,
yeah.
Paige, and Maddie were all going, and I was like, I didn't really even know Paige or Maddie.
Yeah.
And I
I
saw you were
honestly
going,
didn't
and I
know
was
them
like,
super well either. Me and Maddie were pretty close at one time, but like I was never really close with
Paige. Yeah, I knew who they both were, and they were, like, all, like, friendly to each other and stuff, but I wasn't good friends with, like, I feel like I was closest with you, and I was like, I need to go on this trip. And I remember I texted my mom, and that was, like, the last day to just sign up for it. Like, it's not like you had to pay for anything. It was, like, maybe
to get your spot.
$100, $200, like, down payment or something. But I texted my mom, and she said I could go, and I was like, I'm going, and I booked it, like, literally the last possible day.
Yeah. I don't know what I would have done if you weren't there. Yeah. But, yeah, it was technically through the school I did it. It was, like, a month after I graduated. And the, like, chaperones of it were, like, literally the coolest teachers ever. Like, it wasn't, like – it didn't feel like a school trip at all. Like, we weren't really doing learning, and we could go off and do whatever we wanted pretty much. But the perks of it was, like, we didn't have to worry about finding hotels, like, places.
Yeah.
We had, like, a bus that took us everywhere. We skipped lines for every museum, like the Vatican. Like, the line for the Vatican would have been 6 hours, and we just went right to the front and got in. So we got to see all the really cool touristy stuff that you'd want to see if you just went out on your own, but it would be a pain in the ass to figure out.
And also our group, there was – how many girls do you think were there total? Maybe, like, 20-ish, 25?
Yeah.
It was all girls that went on the trip, so there were no boys.
And all the girls were, like, fun and nice.
Yeah, everyone was really nice that went. And I remember there was, like, two groups, and there was three, like, official chaperones, and it was – two teachers that no longer taught at Bayport, so they literally, like, didn't give a shit about,
they told,
like,
us all the tea.
Yeah, so we learned so much stuff about, like, the teachers and, like, the,
like,
drama.
Bad stuff.
And all that stuff. I remember when, with our group, because our group was a small group, because we had one chaperone, so we had, like, maybe, like, 6-7 girls.
I think there were 7 of us for, like, traveling to.
Yeah.
Oh, we went to Italy and Greece. I don't think we said that. We flew into Italy, spent a while there, and then took a boat over to Greece.
Yeah.
But our flying groups, there were two groups, and me, Autumn, I think Maddie and Pate, like, all of us, and then a few other girls were in the small group with, like, the best chaperone.
Which was really nice, because traveling was – I can't imagine, like, traveling with, like, 20 girls or, like, 15 girls.
And we had, like, I want to say it was, like, a 4 or 5 hour layover in Detroit.
Yeah.
And we all just sat and talked shit the whole entire time.
Yeah. And the teacher that we had, she was the only teacher that I never had in class, so I didn't really know her. But then
– yeah.
At the layover, she was just, like, telling us all this tea. And I remember she was telling us, like, where she lived. And she lived on the same street as Demo, which is, like, the guy's party that we were talking about, that he would always have parties. And I remember I put on my story, like, because we were telling her, like, we used to party, like, all the time there and, like, all this stuff. And I put on my story and said, like, she was the one that snitched on Demo's parties, like, as a joke, because she lived on the same street as him.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone was responding, like, fuck that bitch. Like, it was so mean. And I was like,
no.
I literally was like, I'm just kidding.
Literally half the reason I went on the trip is because she was going, and she was like my favorite teacher from Bayport. Yeah. I'm friends with her on Facebook. I still message her sometimes, like, hey, miss you.
Yeah.
Like, she's literally an icon, but she told us all the tea.
Yeah.
But anyway, we're in the small group, and then we all met up in Italy. And the fucking plane ride sucked.
Yeah.
It was so bad.
I have really ugly pictures of you sleeping.
Yeah, I literally looked horrendous.
Towards the end of the plane ride, though, I remember I was getting, like, really antsy, like, excited, and I feel like we were just doing some weird shit.
Yeah, and then, like, right when we left, like, there's a time change, obviously, like, huge. I think it's, like, 8 hours or something. And it was, like, morning when we got there, and we were awake pretty much the whole plane ride. We
so
had to change
gross.
In the airport bathroom to, like, go
shower.
Do something. The first day, I break out in this fucking horrible rash. Like
a heat rash, right?
It's like a heat rash, and I think it's because I was healing from a sunburn, and then the climate or whatever over
and
there,
like,
is different.
Air is obviously different there. And, like,
I was covered in, like, these red splotches, and you could push on them, and, like, sweat would come up.
Yeah, like little, like, not like blistery, like,
no,
whatever. But, like,
I
it's
can't
like when
even
you blister
describe
from
them.
A sunburn. Like, I had a sunburn, a really bad one on my face before, and I remember it was, like, all blistered. And Logan Brunts, we were playing basketball, and.
Mm-hmm.
He threw a ball at me, and it hit me in the face because we were playing at night, and I didn't see, and it popped them all, and literally just, like, juice was just, like,
ew.
It was really gross. It actually left a scar on my forehead.
Yeah.
If you look closely, you can
So that happened, but it went away. Like, I think it was the only time that was an issue for me. And since there were 20 people, there were multiple hotel rooms.
Uh-huh.
And, oh, we forgot to mention this. This woman, her name's Steph.
Yeah.
She made our trip hell. She did not like us, like our little group of girls. I don't know what it was, because we were never rude or like anything. Like, we didn't come off. Yeah, she was jealous, of us or something.
Because we're skinny legends.
She was jealous. She was a hater. And
she lived, I don't know where exactly she lived, but she would, I think she was from Greece.
Wasn't she saying her
parents' house was like, I remember when they were showing us around.
Yeah.
But, so she would travel to like all these places. Like, she was from Greece when we were in like Rome, Vatican. Yeah. Like, she knew them all really well.
She was like our tour guide of the whole week.
Kind of so just like the coordinator. She was like the local that, because obviously like the teachers were like showing us around and stuff and like explaining things to us, but like
she knew
what she was talking about.
So she thought it would be really cute and fun to make all the room arrangements.
Yeah.
Which I guess is fine, but like if we're paying like thousands and thousands of dollars to go on a trip with our friends, like we want to stay with our friends.
Yeah.
Thankfully, I think I was roommates with Maddie like every time, but like we wanted to like hang out at night and like just like sleep in the same room together. Like,
and it's not even like, I feel like high school, it's like, when you think of girls, it's like, oh, I don't want to make new friends, or like, I just want to be with my friends. But it's not even like that. It was just us. Like, why aren't we together? It was like every single girl on the trip didn't get assigned with who they wanted to room with.
Yeah.
And when you pay that much money to go on a trip, like a lot of people go together, like with their friends, and it's like, I want to be with them.
Yeah. Especially when you're like sleeping and getting ready and like waking up and stuff. Like, you're just more comfortable if like you're around with your bestie. Yeah.
And even the teachers, I remember there was this girl from Texas. Her name was Rachel. She went on the trip all by herself, just an old woman. Like,
she was like 40.
We got put up with other groups of people, not just from our school. So there was like a group from Texas with like maybe like five or six girls and chaperone. And then just this one old lady, Rachel.
And she hated me in autumn.
Yeah. She was a witch.
Yeah. Literally.
And she got paired with one of our chaperones, Miss Reich. And Miss Reich, she snored. She smelled bad.
Yeah.
She would, like, poop a lot. Miss Reich would literally tell us, like, her shit would smell. And we could smell it, like, from always, like, when we went to Miss Reich.
Bad.
And, like, she was just, like, Miss Reich was not happy that trip because she got no sleep.
Right.
She fell asleep on a rock during a tour. She fell asleep on the bus.
Like, she was, like,
we thought she was hungover.
That's how, like, tired she was. And we're not being mean to this Rachel woman. She was literally so mean to everyone.
No, yeah, she deserves it because she was a witch.
Yeah.
I remember, like, I forgot where we were, but
we were taking pictures.
Yeah, she said some snarky comment. Like,
she's like, all you do is take pictures.
Just picturing your life away.
Right.
Or something.
Which,
like,
she's walking around with a tiny little Kodak camera snapping weird-ass pictures of every little detail. And two, don't go on a trip with a bunch of 18-year-old girls who want to post on their Instagram.
Like,
go on a trip with your friends or people your age. Like, what do you want us to do? Of course we're going to take a picture.
She's just, like, very bitter.
Yeah. She's holding a lot of resentment, and she needs help for it. And we wish her the best, but that woman, she kind of, like, made the trip, but also...
Yeah, she was, like, a meme, kind of.
Yeah. We got some funny little laughs out of...
Yeah.
Rachel. Out of her. But, yeah, so she was crazy, but we never got our room assignments. We had to spend a whole day on this ferry boat to go to Greece. Horrible.
Oh, my God.
I think there was drama with one of the girls we were on the trip with, like, her ex-boyfriend or best friend. Like, the whole trip kind of was revolved around, like, her dramas and stuff, which was annoying. That's why I'm so happy me and you were together, because it was just too much. It was, like, crying and dramatics and, like...
Yeah. And I remember on the ferry, even, our chaperones promised us that we would be together.
Because it was four people to a room, and it was a tiny-ass room on a ferry boat.
Like, if it was, like, a queen-size bed, just built up, like, that was the size of the room.
Yeah.
Two bunk beds, like, on the walls.
Yeah,
you had, like,
two bunk
the
beds
skinniest
stacked.
Sliver of, like, walk space, like...
The shower was... No one,
horrible.
Like... Like, we could barely fit in it, and we're, like, tiny girls. How are people gonna shower?
I remember before we went on it, it was, like... Steph, we call her a hooker dictator because she was like dictating the whole trip, even though everyone did not like the way she was doing it. She would not listen to anyone's like opinion or whatever.
Yeah, and she was always snarky, and I think she would go off with random men, wouldn't she?
That's why we called her a hooker. she had guys like in the different like cities we'd go to, and she'd like meet up with them. So that's why we called her hooker. But she actually wasn't. But
we just, she was really rude to us and stuff too. So we're not just being like mean to this girl. Like she was literally so rude. But yeah, so we didn't get to be with each other on the ferry boat, and we were like, no, like we went up to them. We're like, seriously, like it was our last few days. We're like, we want to be in the same room together. Like that's all we're asking. It's not like we're isolating ourselves from everyone else. Like we go to every event, every dinner, every everything. We hang out with everyone. We literally hung out with everyone. We're like, we just want to be in the same room so we can like talk while we're going to sleep and get ready together and stuff. And we threw a fucking fit, and then we were finally just like, no.
And well, we switched rooms. Well, I remember you, Paige, and Maddie all got put in the same room, and then there was this girl, Megan, that was on the trip that was in your room, and then all of Megan's friends got put together, and I was in their room.
Yeah.
So I told Megan, I was like, well, we should just switch rooms.
Yeah.
Like, whatever. So then we switched rooms, brought all my stuff into her room, and then the teachers found out we switched rooms. I forgot how, like, someone must have said something, which it's not even a big deal, like, they were like, for safety reasons. I'm like, okay, well, for safety reasons, switch it on the sheet then.
Yeah.
The Autumn's in this room.
It's not like it's like this federal document. It's literally a piece of paper that says who's in what room in case they need to get in contact.
Then they were like, you need to switch back. And I was being a little brat. I was like,
we were all being brat because we're like, we paid however much money this was to not like, it was so bizarre. So we were like, no, like we're not doing it. Like you can't do anything about it.
Yeah.
Like, it was so annoying. That was a really annoying part of the trip. But we're just sitting here complaining.
The whole trip was actually fun.
Yeah.
It was like the coolest thing ever.
We went
all the annoying, all the annoying stuff made it funny.
Yeah. Like, we have it written down in our notes.
Yeah, I have a notes document of just all the shit that like happened on this trip, and it all is just like funny to look at now.
Yeah. One thing we did was, I think it was Florence. The place with the leather.
Florence.
Yeah. Okay, we were in Florence, and they're like known for their leather and stuff or whatever. I'm not a leather person, so I don't care. But we had to like, we were walking around these little like, what would you call them, not shops,
it was like a big kind of like farmer's market of it was like an abyss of leather.
Yeah,
like
that's what we called
shop
it.
Had leather.
Yeah.
Leather something, like purses, shoes, jackets, just, and it was all, there was a lot of, it was like in Hollywood, you know how, I don't know what it's called, but like when they sell like the fake, like James Charles palettes and like,
stuff like that. Like counterfeit kind
of. Yeah, it was all, there was a lot of
like flea markets and stuff. But we met this man, I don't know how.
Roy. We were asking.
We met a lot of men on this trip.
Yeah, we were asking him. Also, the men in Greece are so creepy.
Yeah, they were just all really weird. We'll get to that, though.
Anything, all we said is just negative things.
Fuck our beautiful international trip.
No, it was really
These are just the funny moments.
Yeah, these are
You don't
like
want to hear us brag about seeing the Pope or whatever.
This guy, Roy, we wanted to get a tattoo. We didn't end up doing it, but we wanted to get a tattoo. So we were asking this guy that had a shop, like, oh, where do we get a tattoo? He was like, he literally, he drew directions on a map.
Do you remember
that? Like on a piece of paper, he like drew us directions on how to get there, which we didn't even end up finding the tattoo shop.
No, it was so hard to get around there.
Yeah, but.
Like the GPS doesn't work there. Like there's no way.
Then he was like hitting on us and was asking us to like hang out later that night.
Mm-hmm.
I think Florence was the most fun because we had, like, 6 hours of free time that day.
Yeah.
And all the other days, it was, like, we had planned things we had to do. And a lot of them were, like, tours, which is fun. But I'd rather be, like, doing,
just
like,
vibing out.
Yeah, just going doing my own thing.
But like, Florence was cool because we literally ran around. And I think we drank. And we went to this weed store. Like, we literally just, like, scurried around like little rebels. But this Roy guy really liked us and wanted to hang out. And we're like, yeah, we'll meet up with you. And obviously we're not going to. But he was really, like, pretty.
And then we were walking. Then all these little shops were outside. And then we were walking in a different, like, part of wherever. And it was all, like, inside shops. And I feel like they're all stores.
Yeah.
And this guy had a shop outside, I remember. Mm-hmm. And then we were just, like, looking at some of the stuff. And
it was, like, a garage, sort of.
Yeah.
So it was, like, open.
It was, like, a shop outside. And then he, like, brought us into his store. Because he was – they all, like – like, the way they sell shit is just, like,
they,
oh,
like,
you need
know
to try this
on. Yeah.
And they, like, will, like, make you do this.
Right.
Or, like, put it in your hand and stuff like that, like very aggressive about it.
Mm-hmm.
But this guy was like, as he was flirting with us, and he was asking us like how old we are and stuff. And we lied and we said.
No, first he puts on this leather, like this weird, ugly ass leather jacket on me.
Yeah.
He like puts it on for me. Yeah, I guess it was kind of cool. And he said something. He's like, ooh la la or something.
Yeah.
And Autumn was recording it and it was just so funny. And then we were talking to him.
We were just kind of like,
and he was like, yeah, he was just like being flirty and weird. Mm-hmm. And I think he asked me my age and I said 18 because I was like, whatever.
No, remember we said we were younger because I think I said I was like 15 or 16. You might have said you were 17.
Maybe.
Because remember, that's why he was like.
Oh, yeah. So I tell him my age and he goes, he's like shocked and he goes, but you have boobies and ass. Me and Autumn were like, what?
It was so funny.
It was so weird. So the rest of the trip, we just kept saying like, and ass.
But you have boobies.
I was like, just thanks. Like, I had no idea. And then I think we kind of got out of there because that was so weird.
Yeah, after that, we definitely were like,
oh my God, it was so hilarious. What else happened on that trip?
I don't want to look at my notes. There was a lot of homeless people, which was really sad.
Yeah,
and a lot of stray dogs.
Oh my God, the dogs killed me.
There was one homeless man that was just, we had a coach bus for our whole group, like where it would like take us to like the different like
museums and shit.
Just drive us around. That's basically how we got everywhere. But right outside where our bus was parked, there was this homeless man. He looked like kind of like Jack Black if he was like, I don't know.
That's exactly what he
like Jack like. Black if he was like way older, like a long gray beard. He had a cane.
Yeah.
He looked like he would be like in the Bible.
Yeah.
I don't
definitely.
Know.
But just like in a the homeless grass. Version.
And I remember we like got onto the bus and we were just looking out the window at him and I was like, oh, like it was really sad. He looked like very, I don't know, just not doing well.
He looked like, well, he had that cane, but like the way he was like laying down. He was like in a bush. There was no one else around either. Like it was a very bizarre place for like a homeless person to be.
Yeah.
I feel like they're usually in like more populated areas.
Yeah, they can like at least get some change and stuff.
But he was by himself and he was like laying weird. So it looked like his like one of his legs was fucked up or something or he couldn't walk very well. And me and Autumn we were both like tired probably. And we're just like kind of like not staring, but we were like in our bus, just like kind of looking at him.
I didn't even think he could see us.
Yeah, it was far away.
Inside those windows.
Yeah, we were far away too.
And then he like blew us a kiss, and then he like did like a little creepy like smirk and wave at us, and we were like, "All right."
It was like really like creepy and disturbing because we were like, "Oh, like that's kind of like we felt bad for him. We're like that fucking sucks. Like I hate seeing stuff like this." And then I think he like stuck his tongue out and like flicked it at like he like. Made like
did
a
something
really
like
weird
gross,
gesture
where it's not even just like he was waving to be nice, it was like he like
it was like it wasn't like a little like air kiss like something cute, it was like fucking creepy,
like a predator.
And he it was so creepy, and me and Autumn just felt so like disgusted by it. We're like, ew, like ugh.
Yeah.
He was definitely like, I don't know, he was really
it's
freaking
way
weird.
I don't know, I'm trying to what else do we have on here.
The trip was insane. Oh, we went to this, like, Greek night where they served us food and there was dancing. You could go up on the stage and dance and, like, do stuff with the culture.
Break plates.
Opa. Yeah, you break plates and yell opa and, like, whatever. Mm-hmm. It was really fun. And we were in, like, how would you describe this? Like,
the room just had a bunch of
long-ass tables.
Like, rectangle tables.
Right.
Like, lunch tables almost.
Yeah, it was like a lunch room, but like, fancy. And loud and crazy. And there's, like... Mm-hmm. There was, like, it was dinner, and you'd get a bunch of courses, and then there's, like, a show of dancing and different type of dances. And there's this long table of, like, old men, like, these old Greek men, and they're all, like, getting drunk or whatever. And there's this, like, sexy belly dancer up on stage, and they're, like, all, like, zooming in, like, recording, like, her boobs moving and stuff.
Yeah,
like, it was very bizarre.
We could see their phones. Like,
they were in the table in front of us. So... all of a sudden, like, they keep looking at us all the time.
Yeah.
Like, we're just, like, a group of, like, young, cute American girls or whatever.
Yeah.
And then one guy turns around and just takes a picture of Autumn.
Like, a flat – his flash
went
off. And I, like, looked.
And we're all like, what the fuck? And he just, like, looks at us and then, like, goes back to his phone.
Yeah.
And, like, all these men were being creepy. Like, the way they were just, like, recording the girls performing and stuff. It was like a family place too. It's not like we were at like this like sexy club.
Yeah, like strip club or something.
Yeah,
like,
so I think Autumn then turned around and took a picture of him.
Cause we were, like, I turned my flashlight and like went, like when I made sure like he was looking and I just like put my phone up like in the obvious and just took a flash picture of him.
He probably could have like killed us or something. Yeah. But we didn't give a fuck. We were like, that was creepy. There were a lot of creepy ass men.
Yeah. Moral of the story, a lot of creepy dudes there. I've never like had that many like, I can't even think of examples, but I just remember like even like walking in the street, like they would say stuff to us and like never been like catcalled that much.
Right. It was very, it's probably just like their culture sort of, like people around there are used to it.
Yeah.
And it happens here, but it was like a different vibe there. Yeah. Obviously, because we're in a different country. But I think it was the last night we were in Greece and our hotel was right across from this beach. No one was there. And me and Autumn and whoever, like I think we were the oldest ones there. So our teachers were like, go get a couple bottles of wine. Like, we're going to let you guys drink or whatever and bring it to the beach. So we all went to this liquor store and got wine. And then we got random shit extra for ourselves stuff, like, and just hit it so they didn't see.
Yeah.
And we were just drinking wine on the beach and stuff. And then we go back to our hotel room and we got so drunk. Mm-hmm. It was the day before we left because I was hungover on the plane.
Yeah.
Me and Autumn, I don't think our other roommate or were they both in there? I don't even know.
I don't even think they got drunk. No, which is they didn't drink. We were being really annoying.
We were so annoying, but we were being so funny. The videos we took were hilarious that night.
And that was the last night, too.
And we were like, let's just get drunk. And I'm pretty sure they were like, no. And we're like, and we had whatever. A flight
the next morning.
Yeah, like a 13-hour flight back to the States.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was kind of our trip. Did anything else crazy happen?
At the layover on the way home in Amsterdam, I remember I saw this really hot guy walking past me, and I was like, oh my god, he was so hot. Like, this tall black guy, very toned. He was with his girlfriend, though.
Oh!
And I took a picture of him. I forgot about this. To my Snap memories.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next day on Instagram, I see that Giannis was in Rome, and I was like, oh my god, that was literally Giannis.
He was literally huge, and we were staring at them.
And I did the investigating, like, because I didn't see his face when he was in the airport. I just saw like the back of him, and that's the picture I have is of the back of him. But the picture he posted on Instagram, he has the same backpack on, his girlfriend, exact same girl.
Like we saw them, we're like, oh, and when you saw him in the airport, you're like, that looks like a rich athlete. Like, if you could like describe him.
He was so tall. Like,
yeah, and his girlfriend was pretty, and like they had like Gucci bags and luggage and shit. We saw him from the back. And Autumn took a picture of him or something because he was hot.
I always just take a picture of hot guys in airports.
Yeah. And then they took – Giannis took a photo in front of the what's it called? I can't remember what it's called. The Roman thing, the circle that they would fight in.
Oh, my God.
I feel really dumb right now. Why can't I remember what that's called?
The Temple of Apollo. No.
That was in Greece. What is the thing called where they would bring animals and fight? Dude, I'm having a horrible brain fart.
I don't know.
We look like frauds.
Yeah.
Okay. But he took a picture in front of it. And we were like, oh, shit. That's him. And then the backpack was the same. It was like Gucci, and the dates lined up. It was crazy. The Colosseum. It's called the Colosseum. How do we forget that? It was at the Colosseum.
That's
we're so dumb. You know, like, we literally went there, but we don't know what it is. So yeah, that was our Italy trip. It was pretty crazy.
Fun to say the least.
As you have gathered from this podcast episode, me and Autumn are party girls. We loved to party in high school, and we were not smart. Oh, we should also talk about DJ BJ's parties. I always bring up DJ BJ on my podcast because it's cringy. But anyway, I don't know how this happened. It was literally like us and two of our other friends. And then this other girl was like, do you want to come up to my cabin and like hang out tonight? We were like, sure. And she's pretty wealthy, so she has, like, a big-ass cabin on the lake. Like, it's, like, a beautiful cabin. And she's like, oh, I invited these dudes over. And the group of girls we were with, we were all from the same high school. And then the girls' cabin we were at was from a different high school. And then she invited a bunch of private school boys over who, like, we didn't know at all.
Yeah, I didn't know any of them.
So we were like, whatever. And The night was weird. It was like a weird group of people. It was
weird vibes. And then we like all got drunk and it was
super drunk. We played that horse race game.
Yeah, I remember that's what
the to like lighten the mood. And everyone got like wasted. Yeah, we were like downing shots.
Yeah.
And it was someone's birthday. Oh, Frankie. Wasn't it Frankie's birthday?
Probably because it was in the summer.
I forgot Frankie was there. I think it was or almost was or something. Yeah. Or we were just saying it was in August.
Then it was her birthday.
I feel like it was.
Probably, yeah.
For some reason, I thought it was just me, you, and Kelly and Grace. But so we went up to this cabin and I don't know, we literally partied all night, I guess. Yeah. Like, I don't remember a lot of the night. We took a million videos. And then the next morning, me and Autumn, first off, me and Autumn, we like picked a bedroom. There's probably like 10 bedrooms in this house. It had like a huge, it was probably a king size queen bed. I don't know what it was. It was a big ass bed.
Yeah.
And then in the room, like on against a wall, there was like a couch, but it was like bigger than a couch.
Like a futon, like, almost.
Futon, but like nice. Like a nice comfy couch. It just looks like an extra large couch. We both wake up on that futon together. Like, no one slept in the queen size bed. We locked ourselves in that room the night before.
Yeah, so we could have easily just slept in the bed, but
like a huge ass bed. And for some reason, we were like literally spooning probably the whole night on this futon. We're like, wait, why did we sleep there? And then the night was really fuzzy when we woke up. And when me and Autumn woke up, we were acting deranged. We were, like, crawling on the floor. Like, we were not in our right minds. We're like, what the fuck? And then
When we were, like, fucked up, we were, like, vlogging.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I wake up to videos on my phone. Like, not Snapchat videos or posts anymore. Just recordings on my phone. Oh, my God. We were, like, trying to vlog the night. Of, like, me and Autumn, like, hanging out in
the bedroom. Yeah, I remember. I was, like, for some reason, I was, like, scared for, like, anyone else to come in the room.
Yeah,
like,
we did not want anyone in the room.
And I remember there's a video in my memories, and you got up and just walked out, and I was, like, Stevie? Like, I was, like, yelling
I was going
for
to
you.
The bathroom.
Yeah, I didn't know that, but. And then you, like, I heard you coming back, and I was, like, who is it? Like, and then I was, like, Stevie, oh my god, you were like, Autumn is me.
And we were like gone, like we couldn't even talk like normal people.
Our voices, I remember I was saying that I was a SoundCloud rapper and I was like, you know the vibes, like in the videos. I don't even like to look at them because I'm like, no, why am I doing that?
I've never felt
it's
like that.
It's very
before.
Cringy.
It was bad. And like in the videos, we're like talking to each other, but we're not talking about the same thing. Like, we're literally like staring into each other's eyes, like talking about two separate things.
Yeah, like having a conversation that's just not connecting at all.
It was the most bizarre thing. We were acting like we did bath salts or something.
Yeah.
And we came to the conclusion that we probably got like drugged or something.
Yeah.
It literally felt like we were drugged. We felt wonky for the next like 2 days.
Yeah.
And the way we were acting, like, I wish you guys could see the videos, but no one will ever see those videos because it's too embarrassing. But we looked like we took bath salts.
No, yeah. I didn't look right.
Like, that's a video they'd show you in health class being like, this is what happens if you do drugs. Like, it was so bizarre. I think also we were just, like, nervous. We were with, like, new older boys.
Yeah.
And private school boys are always, like, weirdly cute. So you're like,
And rich.
And, yeah. Like, we want to go on your boat this summer, but it was crazy. I don't think I've ever spoken to any of those men again.
I don't even know any of their names.
I don't know any of their names either. It was very bizarre. It was a weird-ass group of people. It was so weird.
Maybe it was like a full moon or something, or a leap year.
Yeah, it could have been. I don't know, but we were literally deranged rats running around that bedroom. And it's so weird to me that we slept together on that futon.
I remember you were like, was it you or me? One of us was literally, like, possessed on the ground.
I think it was me.
Like, you were, like, rolling around, like, crawling on the ground.
I remember crawling around, like, being weird, which I not like. Like, I don't usually do that.
We were possessed. The house was haunted.
Maybe. Like, a brand new mansion's haunted. That was insane. Did you go to a lot of DJ BJ parties?
Yeah. I was pretty familiar with the DJ BJs.
Yeah, those were always interesting too. I like bringing them up.
Yeah, there was always a lot of things that went down with them.
Yeah, DJ BJ, if you don't know, if you haven't listened to previous podcasts, he's this douchebag weirdo guy
who threw huge parties in high school because he had this big ass mansion that was like 30 minutes from where we lived, and he'd have like ragers there because it was in the middle of nowhere. So like everyone and their mothers went from all the surrounding areas. And it was always drama. It was always intense. Who broke the shower or whatever?
Frankie.
Yeah. So one night, I don't think I was in the bathroom. I think I left the bathroom right before it happened.
I wasn't at that party, but.
Oh, you weren't?
I think that was his first party, maybe.
One of the early ones. Because those ones were always fun.
I
was
so mad because I was at this youth group thing with my church that my sister made me go to. We had to walk this big cross the whole Mountain Bay Trail, which is like.
Oh.
So many miles.
The whole entire Mountain Bay Trail? Doesn't that go up to like.
From Pulaski to like Suamico. We literally went like past my house and then to Suamico. Or I don't know how.
That's a long ass walk.
I don't know. I was just so annoyed. I didn't want to go. My sister was like, we're going. So then after it's finally done and everyone was like, there's a party at this mansion tonight. And I was like, oh my God, like I'm going.
Yeah.
And then I found out that this little event thing that my church was having was a lock-in.
Oh my God.
And my sister was like,
oh, I remember you
staying, like, just being such a little brat. I was like, I don't want to be here. Me and my sister didn't really like each other that much.
Yeah. But anyways, it was like a mansion. So there's this big ass bathroom and it was either a wall or like their shower was made out of those like big glass cubes, I guess. Yeah, and they're like all like grouted together. Bricks. Yeah. It looks like giant bricks, I guess. And one of Autumn's roommates now.
Yeah.
She like leaned against it. I don't even know what happened.
It wasn't attached to the ground, I don't think.
Yeah.
And the wall broke and they all were like
shattered.
Oh my gosh. And I think.
I don't even know what happened.
Hopefully I didn't just. I think he knows like who did it.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a secret.
It's not a secret at all. No. I think there's pictures of it people would tweet randomly.
Yeah. Like so. Then I remember she like went and hid and.
Yeah.
She didn't want anyone to know. And I think they blamed it on someone else, but eventually they found out.
Yeah, I don't even remember what happened with that, but that was something that happened there. One of my, like, most, like, the thing I think about every time I think about DJ BJ Party is it was the day after we, like, finished school. One year, I think it was, like, junior year. I finished junior year. And he had that, like, beach-themed party.
That one was hectic.
And everyone was there. Everyone was having fun. And then there was this girl we're friends with. And she was dating this guy. He's shitty. Like, I don't like him. I don't know if you like him. But it all basically came out that he cheated on her with one of her friends. And everyone was there at the party. It was, like, daytime still.
Yeah.
Everyone was like outside. Yeah.
There was a slip and slide there, I remember.
Yeah. Like, we were all, like, in swimsuits and, like, drinking, like, fruity drinks and just, like, having fun. And all of a sudden, like, shit hits the fan. All these people are fighting. I'm laying in the grass next to the fight, just, like, listening to it because I didn't want to get involved because, like, I'm not dealing with that.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden someone yells cops. Everyone fucking just sprints. Once. Everyone's everywhere. We're in the middle of a field. This cabin's, like, in the middle of nowhere. I end up going off with – I don't even remember who I was with.
I don't think I was with you when there was, like, multiple fields, like, around the house. Mm-hmm. And I remember like trekked through like three different fields. We ended up in this one like far as fuck away from the house, and it was just like a group of like 20 people just standing in this field. Like we were all just like waiting till we could go back.
Yeah.
And then eventually it was like safe to go back, so we all went back to the cabin. A lot of people left by then.
Wait, pause really quick before we get into that because I forgot that happened. When we all went into the fields, groups started breaking off to try and like get back to the house or to their cars so people could drive home without getting caught by the cops. And I'm pretty sure I just went off with Derek in Brooklyn. I'm pretty sure it was just us two.
Did you leave?
Or us three.
Or did you stay?
We literally ran randomly. It was me, Derek, and Brooklyn, and maybe two other people. And all of a sudden, this old man pulls up on a four-wheeler. He's like, hey. And we're like, hey.
I've never heard this.
And he was like, because we were on his property, obviously. He's like, what's going on? And we're like, oh, like, we're just, like, trying to find the road. Like, we're just walking around. Yeah. I don't know what we said.
You guys like, probably I remember I had, like, a lay on and stuff.
Well,
like,
I literally had jean shorts, a strapless bikini top, and, like, a little, like, what are they called? Like, a lay or whatever.
Yeah.
And a bottle of vodka in my hand or something. And So we finally get to the road. That random man didn't do anything. He was like, hey.
You should have asked him for a ride.
No, and then we flag this car down, and it's just a group of girls. Like, they weren't from the party or anything, but they're our age, and we're like, please, like, bring us back to this house. So we get back, and then I hop in a car and go home. I don't even remember who I went home with.
I remember once we went back to his house, like, after trekking back through all these fields, we got back to the house, and I remember my sister and her boyfriend at the time were there, and my sister, like, never went to parties, and I remember she was there, and I've never, like, been to a party with her, so it was just weird. I was like, why are you here? Like,
yeah.
But she had our car there because she drove there with her boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And then I remember just seeing my car drive away. And I'm like, way, like, yelling, like, running after the car. And she didn't see me. So she left without me. And I was like, okay, well, now how am I getting home? Mm-hmm. So I was there for, like, it literally got dark out. I was still there. We were all up in the bonus room, like, this big playroom.
Yeah.
Like, everyone that was left there was there a lot. Up in that room. And then Bennett's dad came home. And was so pissed. He, like, blocked off the driveway so no one else could leave. And he was like, fight me, Bennett. Like, he wanted to fight Bennett.
DJ BJ's dad showed up.
Yeah.
Pissed.
So he wouldn't let anyone leave. So I don't even remember these group of older guys. I wasn't even close with them, really. One of them lived by me. Their friend was coming to pick them up. So I was like, I'm coming with you guys. Like, they said... He said I could come with them. So I was like, okay. So we retrekked through all the fields, made it to the road. This dude picked us up on the road, and I rode in the bed of this kid's truck the whole ride home, which was like 45 minutes.
Oh my God.
Yeah. But it was actually really fun because it was warm. It was like a warm summer night, and the stars were really pretty. So I was just like laying like stargazing the whole ride home.
That's lit. Yeah. I didn't stay, thank God. But I'm pretty sure Sawyer was stuck there or something, and like the dad stole his shoes or something. Dumb like that. I don't know. But I heard the dad came, and it was fucking crazy. Yeah,
it was weird.
Were you at that one party that Danny had up at his cabin? And someone did a keg stand in it, called the cops.
Yeah,
that happened. And as I was, like, fleeing the party, I looked into this random shed, and someone, I won't say who, but I'll tell you after, was having sex with a girl.
Oh.
Yeah.
I knew that.
And I saw it. I was with, like, Kate or something. We were just, like, walking out of the party, and, like, this shed had, like, a big glass window. It was getting dark out and the lights were on, so if you looked in you could see literally butt naked having sex. I'm like, oh, okay. And the cops ended up being a false alarm, so we went back. But I think I like went up to him later. I was like, I literally saw your butt cheeks earlier. I think that was really weird, but I always think of that. That was an interesting one as well.
Good party.
We have a quick short story that doesn't involve us whatsoever. But it's not funny. I guess it's bad, but it's kind of funny. I don't know.
It's just Milwaukee things, I guess.
Yeah. So I was in a film class one semester just for like a random GER, and we just watched movies in it. So I was like lit. It's actually a horrible class. I don't know why I took it.
Mm-hmm.
And there was this kid in my class, and I just recognized him and his name or whatever. Never like talked to him or anything. And then he posted like a status.
And was he in my grade? I think he's in my grade because did he post it? I think he posted it in my, like, every grade has like a class like Facebook group, and he posted something.
It was class of 2021, so he's older.
Yeah, wait, how did I see it then? I must have saw it somewhere else, or maybe someone.
I think it kind of just went everywhere. So he was in my film class. And then that same day we had our class. It was like in the basement of this hall. It was called Bolton Hall, which will matter in a second. But this is the Facebook post. Beware. Today in the Bolton Hall men's restroom, this man in picture, there's a photo of him, knelt down on his knees in the stall next to me and exposed himself to me while he was masturbating. He was in the middle stall. He was in the handicap stall. He was kneeling underneath the stall sidewall. I waited outside the bathroom since he was the only one inside, and then he came out. The UWM police have been notified. If you know who he is or see him on campus, please call the UWM police. And it's just like a photo of him that the guy secretly took. And we started calling him the Bolton Jacker.
I don't ever know. Like, I don't know what happened to him.
I'm pretty sure he's a professor.
I think I remember you telling me that. And so he's obviously fired now if he was a professor.
Yeah, and he's old enough. But I'll look more into it. I want to say he was a professor. But then I was also, the other night, me and my roommates did a PowerPoint night. And I did, like, the Milwaukee Hunger Games. So I put, like, random people in it. And I put the Bolton Jacker in it. And I was trying to find a picture of him. So I was Googling, like, UWM professor, like, arrested or fired for, like, being creepy. And I couldn't find it. So I need to figure out what happened.
When you told me, because you texted me and you were like, I need a picture of the Bolton Jacker. It's like for a PowerPoint.
Yeah.
I was like, why do you need a picture of the Bolton Jacker? I thought it was like for a school assignment. Oh, and I was like, okay. Like, I was just like trying to find it because if it was for school, like.
No, I just made like a funny PowerPoint. But I was just
thinking, like, why the hell do you need this for a school? Like, the Bolton Jacker for like one of your assignments.
Yeah, but me and Autumn started calling him the Bolton Jacker because it's just funny. And that's actually, like, really fucking weird.
Yeah,
and,
that's like, traumatizing. Really, it's, like, not funny that he was doing that. It's disgusting. But it's just funny that.
Yeah. The guy who, like, posted it seemed, like, fine. Like, he waited outside so we could, like, get a picture of him and stuff. So at least he, like, didn't, like, get scared and run away or, like, react bad and, like, make the Bolton Jacker, like, beat him up or something. I don't know.
The Bolton Jacker, it sounds like a serial killer.
Oh, it's so weird. But that was just, I don't know. We always talk about the Bolton Jacker, so.
Quick story.
Just a quick little story for you guys. So I really like to record myself, like, doing everything. Like, I record everything, hence the podcast, and on the same way. And we haven't done this in a while. We should do one soon, though. We used to get a little funky random days and get the munchies to the extreme. And we would order like a fuck ton of food and do a mukbang pretty much. Yeah. And I would just record it on my phone and edit it funny and not do anything with it. I post it on my Finsta or something.
Literally. I have so many videos that I've just edited and just they're on my computer.
Like, yeah, because I can't really put them on the internet because we say like horrible things. But we always used to do that. We would just say funny shit all the time. And I think we did one in the Taco Bell parking lot with Emily, and then last year you came to my house and we did a huge McDonald's one. We Uber Eats McDonald's, and Autumn got I think she wants, there's like there's a two cheeseburger meal at McDonald's, and I think Abe was ordering for us, but he got two cheeseburger meals because he thought she wanted like two cheeseburgers, and I guess he didn't read it right or something got messed up. So she got like four cheeseburgers,
two fries, and a drink.
Yeah.
And I proudly say that I ate all four cheeseburgers.
Yeah. She's like, I'll just eat the two. And then in the middle of the video, you're like, well, I'll eat the third one.
Yeah.
And then you're like, okay, I'm going to eat half of the fourth one. And then by the time the thing was done, like,
I ate it all.
The burgers were gone.
I'm pretty sure, I don't know if I ate all the fries, but definitely not. I don't think I can, but I ate most of it.
Yeah. So we were just eating like maniacs.
Yeah.
Like, the videos are so funny. Who said, was it you who said it?
I don't remember.
We were all laying on the couch just like being creeps. I think Autumn is just like, you know what? Astrology is just racism for women. Which doesn't make any sense. But we thought.
It makes sense.
It makes sense in a weird way.
Because, like, girls that are really into astrology are, like, racist towards certain signs.
Yeah. Like, oh, I guess it's not racism. It's, like,
prejudice. Yeah.
Or, like, what's a better word? Like, stereotypical and, like, judgmental.
Yeah.
And it's typically, like, women who are always.
Like, if your zodiac sign was a race.
Yeah. People would, like, shun you.
I
don't know
why I would. I think maybe, like, I did say it. When I said it, it made sense to me. But I was also four cheeseburgers deep. So.
It was so funny. And we were all, like, sitting there, like, huh?
That's so true.
And then we're like, yeah. But I don't know. We just thought it was a funny quote, and now we just say it. It's clearly a joke. Anyone can be into astrology. And
I'm not, like, super into it, but
I definitely get the vibes, but people who are, like, really in-depth into it will, like, use that to like be mean to people or not want to be friends with people.
Yeah, some people really just like aren't friends with like certain signs or like, I don't know. Right. I always read my zodiac and stuff when it's on Snapchat and stuff like that, but
right.
There's a new update on Snapchat where you can like see how compatible.
I know, you are. I saw that. That's kind of interesting.
What is your zodiac?
Capricorn.
Ugh. I'm just kidding.
I was gonna say, are you being racist against my son?
I'm a Taurus.
Capricorn and Taurus actually have the best compatibility, I think,
really?
For each other. Mike's a Taurus too.
I
want
to see.
And me and him are extremely compatible, says the stars. So I'm assuming we are too. That's probably why we always vibe.
Yeah.
Me and Autumn never fight or ever do anything mean to each other. I can't think of a single time.
Yeah, I feel like
where I was like, "Oh, like Autumn's pissing me off."
I've never been like in a fight with you.
Never.
I don't really fight with a lot of people. Only like people that I'm like to the point with where it's like they're almost like my sibling, I guess. But even then, like,
yeah,
I don't really get in fights that much.
But
unless I'm just not in the right state and I'm just being dumb, but
right. Yeah, totally. But we've always just been vibing. It's always worked out, but
I'm reading like our compatibility right now.
Oh, does it give us a percentage or?
This is a magical aspect that bonds you too easily because you enjoy many similar things.
That's true.
We have a good friendship.
We do have a good friendship.
It says that we can end up butting heads quite a lot.
We've never butt heads.
I know.
Maybe someday. We will. Interesting. Our last topic's going to be a juicy one because we're going to talk about boys. High school boys, pretty much. Cause
yeah. I have one story about a college guy.
Yeah.
But
so we'll just chit-chat about each other's exes. Okay. I'll go first.
Yeah.
You know my first boyfriend.
The Twitter beef boyfriend?
Yeah.
Okay.
This
is the one that I first found out about you, like from this, because you guys dated and then it was just a bunch of Twitter beef.
Yeah.
And then that's how I like kind of knew who you were.
Yeah, I exposed shit on Twitter and people would just fight back and forth and the beef was iconic.
Yeah, like it was literally everyone was involved in your guys' breakup.
It was
and everyone amazing. Like it was like literally two sides. It was like you guys got divorced and like
yeah, and my side was a lot better. Like I had cool ass people on my side and my tweets would get like 500 likes and I had like killer comebacks and
his side sucked.
His side sucked. No, but it's fine now. But it was always just really weird. Like, he was older than me, and I was, especially, like, high school. Like, someone 3 years older than you, you feel the same way. Because your boyfriend, you dated a senior.
Yeah.
When you were a freshman. People were always so, like, mean about it. Which I kind of get now. Like, it's kind of
sketchy.
No, I do.
If I was a senior girl and one of my guy friends dated a freshman, I would be like, what the fuck? Like, why? I'm just, like, so cool that all the no, I don't know. When I look back, I think it was, like, such a weird relationship. But, like, to us, like, when we would hang out, it didn't feel like he was, like, that much older than me. I guess he's only 3 years older than me. Which now, like, if I was going to date a guy that's 3 years older than me, it's not weird at all. But, like, when you're a freshman in high school, you were literally in middle school, like, last year. You were an eighth grader. Like, it's just weird.
Right.
So, understandable.
Yeah, but I don't know, like, yours, Liam is what we're calling him, guess, in this. He was always just, like, a really sweet boy, and it was never, like, any creepy vibes. I feel like
he was never weird or anything.
He was always kind of weird, like, even now, or, like, after we broke up, it's, like, I'm always at his house because Sawyer is his brother, but I don't know, even, like, senior of high school I'd go over there and he was still there and he'd have like girls over from like your grade hanging out with him
or
like even younger than me and just like I feel like he still hangs out with girls who are like young like that, so I'm like, I don't know, it's kind of like weird now, but I don't want to like start any beef, but I don't know, I find that to be weird. That relationship was very strange and I was like young and stupid and ignored like 300 red flags. Like, no hard feelings, but there was, like, a lot of weird shit that I went through at that young age.
The worst red flag I've ever had was this guy I talked to shaved his legs.
Yes.
Which, that is a red flag.
And he ate meatloaf constantly.
Yeah, all he was super into, like, fitness and stuff. So, like, I hope he doesn't listen to this.
Because
I already know. Like, if I, like, posted it on my story, he's going to be like, why were you talking about me?
But because we can.
Basically, he was, like, super into fitness. And he, like, would only eat certain meals. Like, I am, like, probably I'm not unhealthy, but I'm not restrictive of what I eat. Like, same. I'll eat, like, whatever I feel like.
Yeah.
And he would just eat meatloaf, beef stroganoff.
Those are the worst meals.
Like, mashed potatoes. Not even mashed potatoes. Like, potatoes. Like, scalloped potatoes, which is actually, yeah, like, so fucking good. But, yeah, I called him Meatloaf Man because we talked for a while, like, all over quarantine into the summer. And then he was just giving me sketch vibes. So I was just kind of like, okay, like, where is this going? Yeah. I never planned on dating him just because we didn't go to the same college. Like, it would have been pointless. I could just tell he was just, like, not in it.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't, not that he was a bad guy, but he just wouldn't be, like, a good boyfriend.
Yeah, not your fit.
And I knew I would just be, like, if we did end up dating, I would just be sad all the time, and he would cheat on me and shit like that. And I remember he went to this cabin party and didn't text me for, like, 13 hours or something because he said he didn't have service, but he didn't even tell me he was going up north. And I was like, I'm not mad that you didn't text me. Like, I understand you didn't have service, but why weren't you, like, why was it, like, a secret that you were going there? Like, why wouldn't you tell me? Because I literally thought he was, like, ignoring me, or, like, he died. Like, and then I found out that he kissed this girl that I'm literally friends with.
Yeah.
Because she told my friend, she's really good friends with one of my friends. She told her, and she was scared that I was mad at her. And I was like, well, why would I be mad at you? Like, you didn't know we were talking. Like, it's not like we were, like, publicly, like, talking to each other. I didn't post him on anything. Like, I didn't really, my friends knew and stuff. But like,
he knew.
Yeah, he knew that we were talking. Like, he shouldn't have done that. So then I, like, told him about it. I was like, and I asked him, I remember, because then after he went up north, I was like, I don't think we should talk anymore. Like, whatever. Mm-hmm. And he wanted to talk. So then we talked in person. And I was like, anything you want to tell me, like, and he lied and was like, no, like, he didn't have anything to say. So then it was, like, fine. And then I found out they kissed, and I was like, why would you lie about it? He was like, I didn't know how to tell you. And I was like, I literally said, is there anything you want to tell me?
Mm-hmm.
So then he, like, apologized and whatever, and I forgave him for some reason. Because it's not like it was, like, that serious. Like, he just kissed this girl. We're not dating. I didn't plan on dating him, which is still just shitty to do. But I was like,
I've forgiven a lot worse things.
Yeah. And so then we hung out one more time, and then I talked to the girl that he kissed. And she told me he kissed, like, three other girls at the party. And I just texted him and was like, you're trash.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and then removed him on everything. And I remember I, like, said something about him in a TikTok that Frankie made. And I don't know how he saw it, because he doesn't even follow her on TikTok. Someone must have sent it to him or something. And he was like, wow, so funny.
What'd you say?
I said, I'll say his name's Ryan.
Okay.
And it was like one of those TikToks where you say yes or no looking to the left, and then you go to the right and you ask a question.
Yeah.
So then all the videos put together, it's like you ask a question, and it's just like a random question. Mm-hmm. And I was like, has Ryan tried to kiss you too? Because he, like, was kissing all these girls when we were talking.
Oh, that's funny.
And that's all I know of. I mean, he's probably done other shit, but that's just what I know of. Trash.
A red flag I ignored, which was so horrible. It was the first boyfriend. He worked at a bar. It was called The Bar when it was still open. There was this girl who worked there, and she had to have been at least 4 or 5 years older than him.
Mm-hmm.
And he was, like, 18, so she was, like, in her 20s.
Mm-hmm.
And she would, like, constantly talk to him. And she was, like, my neighbor. Like, she knows of me. And she's, like, always weird and, like, kind of a bitch. And, like, I don't know. Like, mm-hmm. she was literally, like, a weird girl who, like, bullies, like, someone 7 years younger than her.
What the hell?
Like, Rachel from Italy. And he would always, like, talk about her. Because they were, like, coworkers, and I was like, whatever, like, that's fine. And he always was, like, being sketchy. Like, he was fucking, like, weird. Like, he's probably done this a billion times to me. But
and you always just have a gut feeling. Yeah, like, you know. You always know.
So once he was in the bathroom or something. I remember this. We were at my mom's first apartment she moved into after my parents got divorced. And I went on his phone. And I, like, read – they were, like, texting all the fucking time.
Yeah.
I was like, you don't just text your girl coworker. And she was, like, texting him. He might have even been, like, 17 at the time. I don't know. Like, it was, like, fucking weird. And she was, like, talking about, like, anal and all this stuff. And they were, like, making plans to, like, hang out or something.
What the hell?
And I was like, I never knew this. Yeah, it was really fucking weird. And I, like, confronted him about it, and I don't know, we probably fought, and I was like, hee-hee, it's okay, like, don't do it again. But he probably did it 100 other times, but it was, like, really weird because she was older. There was also this girl that she was a couple years older than him, and she was, like, obsessed with our relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You know who it is, but I don't know if you, like, I'll tell you after this.
Wait.
I'll type it on my phone while I'm telling this story.
Okay.
She was, like, obsessed with our relationship and, like, him, weirdly. Like, they were, like, best friends.
Oh.
And she
– I didn't – I was thinking of someone else.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay. Well, there's another one, too. He had a bunch of best friends that were girls, but they were more than that.
And there's not even anything wrong with that, but it's, like, when they're sketchy. Because I have so many
guys – Me and Sawyer are besties. Close guy
best friends, but I'm always, like
– Yeah.
Like – I don't know. Like,
there's, you can tell the difference.
And especially when, like, I feel like if I literally haven't dated anyone since I was a sophomore in high school. So, yeah. Like, but, like, if I'm, like, if I have a boyfriend and he, like, gets jealous of my guy best friends, it's like, that's like, I don't know, their own insecurities.
Right.
I feel like
every relationship I've been in, they've gotten jealous of Sawyer, like, besides Mike.
Literally, like, guys that you, like, I don't know, when,
yeah,
like, my friends, if it's like, if I thought about, like, doing anything with any of my guy friends, I'd want to, like, vomit in my mouth, because it's just like
imagine me and Sawyer, like, cuddling.
Yeah,
like, it's not gonna happen ever.
Yeah,
but, and I don't want to be, like, one-sided or make this a double standard. It's different if guys, like, them having girl best friends is a little less common than, like, girls having guy best friends, I feel like. And you can usually tell, like, both sides if they're, like, legit, like, friends. Like, me and Sora, like, you can tell we're besties. There's no, like, weird tension or, like, these little, like, play fights. It's, like, me and Sora are, like, brother and sister.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't know. Anyway, so it's one of these girls, and she was always, like, rude to me. And, like, she would always make fun of him for dating me and stuff, which I was, like, what the fuck?
That's
so
mean.
One day I went through his phone again, because that's what I did. I don't do that to anyone, but I just did it to him because he was always fucking shady, and I always had a reason to do it. And she was, like, texting him, and basically me and him, like, got physical together. Like, our first times were together. TMI, I'm sorry. This is just part of the story.
Like, physical, like, sexually?
Yeah, like, we were, like, each other's first.
You meant, like, we got, like...
we started beating each other.
I was like, this is the first time we got physical. I was like, oh, damn.
I don't want to say sex, but whatever. Yeah. I'll just say it doesn't matter. It should be an open topic anyway. And she sent him this text, and she's like, you have all these hot-ass girls, and you're going to lose your V to Stevie. Like, she's ugly or something. And he just, like, laughed it off in the text. And I was like, what the fuck? I read it. Yeah. I was like, that's a really mean thing to say.
Yeah, and for you to even, like, be talking about with somebody.
And she would, like, ask, like, really fucking, like, weird personal questions. Like, really detailed stuff. I don't want to say them on here.
Yeah.
It's like, ew, but I'll tell you them after we record this. And he would, like, text her and, like, answer the questions and stuff. Like, they had this weird, like, I don't know if it was, like, her fetish or something.
Yeah.
To, like, know about our, like, intimate life. And she was, like, older than him, too. I don't know. But that always sticks with me. I was like, that was a huge red flag. Like, if someone said that about me to Mike, he would probably, like, hit them.
Yeah.
Like, that's not a nice thing to say. And I would never say that to someone either.
If somebody said that, like, about Mike, and you responded, haha.
Like, haha, and, like, made a comment.
Or, yeah, like,
joked it off.
Not even.
Like, that's not okay. I was like, and her saying that, I couldn't picture myself, like, texting someone that. Like, that's so mean. And she was, like, she was in college at that point.
That's even.
I was like, get a fucking life.
Yeah.
but I don't have beef against her either. It's just like weird she said that. And I always think about it. I'm like, what a mean thing to say. But that was a red flag for me. You need to tell your stalker story.
Okay. So last year when I was living in the dorms. Freshman year of college. This is the weirdest thing, probably one of my like top 10 weirdest experiences of my life.
Mm-hmm.
So it was, we like went out to the bars and I got my fake ID taken and all my friends got in. So I just went back to the dorms and I was like, this sucks, like whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And this kid asked me to hang out and I was like, literally all my friends were gone. So I was like, sure. So I hung out with this kid one time. And it was, like, fine, but I just was not into it. He was giving me weird vibes. Like,
mm-hmm.
he already was just, like, literally, like, you're perfect. Like, saying clingy. Just a – yeah, like, literally, like, acting like we were dating. Like, in Ooh. Love with me. Like, just really weird. And also, when the first time we hung out, he asked me if I've ever hung out with his friend. And I didn't even know who his friend was. And mm-hmm. I was like, no, like, whatever. And he was like, this guy. I didn't even follow him on Instagram. Like, I didn't know – who this kid was, and he told me that his friend told him that I sucked his dick, and I was like, what? Like, I've literally, which is like something you'd hear like a high school rumor, like, oh, I heard they did shit, and like,
but you didn't even know.
Yeah, them. I didn't even, like, in college, like, who's right. starting rumors like that? Like,
exactly.
I don't know, he was probably just trying to be cool, like, to his guy friends, like, saying that about me. But I was like, okay, that's weird. So first of all, his friends were weird.
Yeah.
So then the next night, I went back out, and literally the same bar I got my fake taken from.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I got back to the dorms, he was snapping me, and he wanted to hang out again, and I didn't want to hang out with him. I didn't want to be mean, though, because nothing, like, bad happened. I just didn't want to hang out with him again.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, yeah, I'll, like, let you know, like, whatever. And obviously, I just, like, wasn't – I was just going to say, like, I'm going to bed or, like, whatever. So I went back with these people that I kind of knew, but, like, not really. I never, like, went to their room before. And I went to this kid's room and, like, because, like, a bunch of people were back in there. And
mm-hmm.
when I got back into the room, that kid was there. I'll call my stalker Ronaldo.
Okay.
So Ronaldo was in there. And I was, like, just – I didn't want to be around him because I was, like, I know he's going to want to hang out. So then I just, like, left the room and he, like, came after me and he was, like – Autumn, like, can we hang out? And I was like, I need to go change. Like, I'm gonna go to my friend's room. Like, I'll text you, like, if we can hang out later, like, whatever. So then I, like, went down to my room and literally was in there for, like, a second. I changed into comfy clothes. And then all my, like, guy friends live in the room right next to me, which he didn't even know that.
Yeah.
He didn't know who any of my friends were, where their rooms were.
Yeah.
He knew where my room was.
Right.
So then I was just telling them, like, so then I go into my guy friend's room and I was just like, guys, the most awkward thing just happened to me. Like, I ran into the kid that's, like, begging me to hang out. I don't want to hang out with him. I said that I, like, was going to my friend's room. Like,
yeah,
he didn't know where I was going. I didn't tell him where I was going. So then as we're talking about him, there's, like, a knock on the door and Tegan says as a joke, like, and he walks in.
Yeah.
And the door opens. No one answered the door. The door opens.
He just goes.
He walks in. And my mouth, like, dropped open. I was like, I'm like, what the hell? Like, how did he know?
Oh,
I was
my
like,
God.
I was like, how did you know that I was in here? And he was like, well, you said you were going to your friend's room. And I was like, you don't know where any of my friends', like, rooms are.
Right.
Like, I'm guessing how he knew was when I was hanging out with him, I must have, like, told a story about mm-hmm. the guys. And he, like, on the dorms, they have, like, name tags on the doors.
Yeah.
So he, like, walked in. That's probably how he knew. But he didn't know, like, where I was going. I could have been up in Frankie's room or Tegan's room. Like,
yeah. And the way the dorms are set up at our school, it's, like, a suite. So there's, like, one big door and then there's, like, three bedrooms and a bathroom. So there's three more doors once you open that main mm-hmm. door. So there's, like, a lot more privacy. It's not, like, just one door and you open and go into someone's room.
Yeah.
Or, like, you can hear them or if people crack their doors open and leave them open to, like, hang out and stuff. Like, and you can't really hear anything from like out in the common area unless you're being really loud, but you still can't hear like details, like if he could hear your voice or something. Yeah.
So then it was just like so awkward. Like right away he should have got the vibe. Like I did not want him in there. I like didn't even say anything to him. Like I was mouthing to Jake and I was like, kick him out, kick him out, kick him out. Like it was, I was even more just like creeped out that he was there. So I was like, kick him out, like whatever. And Jake couldn't see what I was saying. And Tegan started laughing. So she got, cause it was just so awkward. Like the room was just silent. He was just standing in there, not invited, not his room, not my room.
Doesn't know. Like,
I didn't invite him. Tegan goes into a separate like connecting room to the guy's room. So I went in there and followed her and I was like, dude, why is he in here? Like, I don't know what to do. Like, it was just so awkward. We were like, she was dying laughing and and then he followed me into that separate room. I was like, Autumn, can we talk? And I was like, no,
I'm the bachelor.
Yeah. Like what?
Good way.
So then we like, I sat on a couch and there was like a piano that Jake had, like a portable piano. I don't know why he had
a keyboard.
Yeah. A keyboard. And it like was separating us and we were just like sitting in there and he, just dead silent. And then Jake finally was like, what's your name again? He was like, he said his name and he's like, oh, why are you in here? Like, just kind of like so rude, like get out of my room. And then he was just like, oh, I'm a friend of Autumn's. And Jake was like no one invited him to the room. So then finally he left and we were all like, guys, what the fuck? And I can't even explain the vibes in the room. Like if it was any other guy, they would have been like, she doesn't want me here.
Yeah.
It was so obvious, like get out of here. But then
he agreed the room.
Yeah. The next day I went to the K, which is just like a gym that like for students and stuff. And I was doing abs on a mat and he was at the gym and I was like, thank God I was with Austin and Eden because they were like, if he like does anything, like to tell us and we'll like tell him to leave you alone. And he came up to me and I was up there by myself and he like laid his mat down right next to mine and I was just like laying there on my back pretending to be on my phone and I couldn't see him. He like waved his hand in my face to get my attention and I was like, yeah, like I took my AirPod out and I was like, yeah. He was like apologizing to me and I was just like, it's fine, just let it go, like just let it go, like I don't want to. And because I like blocked him on everything that night, I had like, I was like yelling at him then over Snapchat. I was like, why did you come down here? That was so awkward. If I wanted to hang out with you, I would have told you. I didn't tell you where I was, which is just fucking weird that you showed up. And so I blocked him on everything after that fight. And then he DM'd me on Visco. I was like, was what I did really that bad?
Visco. Like, oh my God. I didn't even know you could DM on Visco.
Yeah, when like you block him on everything and he messages you on Visco. Like, that's how you know he's just like obsessed. And we hung out one time.
Right. Did you like kiss at all? No.
Just so fucking weird.
That's really bizarre. I can't believe he just showed up and like stayed so when the vibe.
Obsessed with me.
In the gym. You don't approach someone at a gym.
Yeah.
That's the worst place to like meet someone.
Yeah. And then I saw him like once this year.
Really?
At this kid's house.
Did he talk to you?
Mm-mm. Nope.
Damn. That's intense.
Ugh. All right, this podcast was pretty long. How long is it? Like, how long do you think it's gonna be?
Like an hour and a half.
Oh well,
I know. We talked about some interesting things, some weird things. Hopefully, you guys enjoyed our stories.
Yeah.
We just thought of more ideas we can talk about, but it's already gotten long.
Yeah.
But we'll do it again soon. We're neighbors, so
yeah.
If I ever need someone to come on, if I'm too boring, I'll just text you and you can walk on over. So thanks for coming on.
This better blow up.
Autumn is TikTok famous.
Oh, yeah.
I'll promote the TikTok and the Insta and my bio or whatever. Yeah. If you guys want to give her a follow, she's single.
Yes. She's always.
Always single.
I'm always single.
Just so you know. Hit her up unless you shave your legs, eat meatloaf, and have stalker vibes.
Yeah.
Maybe she like you guys like aren't that compatible. So
but other than that,
hit her up.
Yeah.
She always tries to steal my boyfriend, so maybe someone else can take her away because it's really annoying.
Stevie gets really mad that all her boyfriends like me more than her.
Yeah, it happens every time. So
they're just more into me.
Yeah.
And they're always secretly texting me to 69.
Yeah, Mike and her, I literally went through Mike's phone and they were planning to 69. when I went to bed one night. Mike's like, I'm going to get Stevie drunk, pass out, and we can 69 in the driveway. Standing up, too. They wanted to stand
up. That's something we didn't talk about.
The 69.
Bonus topic is me and Stevie, for some reason, have this weird, like, obsession with 69 standing up, which not
we even, don't do it.
Yeah, we don't even do it. We just like to say, like, 69 standing up, like, in every top, like, in every conversation, we just bring it up. Somehow.
We also talk about queefs a lot. Okay, we just need to do another episode.
Yeah.
And this was more story time vibes, but I think our next one will be a lot more funny.
Yeah.
But if you know, you love us and you think we're funny. So.
Yeah.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye.